Welcome to Hong Kong Airport. Hong Kong International Airport first opened to passengers in July 1998. We're among the world's busiest passenger airports and, in 2015, over 68 million passengers came through our doors. Now we have two runways which are each 3,800 metres long. Over 100 airlines use our airport and, at our busiest times, around 68 airplanes are landing and taking off every hour. This airport also has 256 shops in the terminal buildings and approximately 73,000 staff work here in total. This aeroplane has just landed. It is a Boeing 747 and it's massive. It weighs nearly 970,000 pounds. The plane usually flies at an altitude of 11,000 metres and at a speed of 893 kilometres per hour. The engineers working on the ground are wearing ear protectors because the jet engines are very loud. During takeoff, the sound can measure up to 150 decibels. In a few hours, this plane will fly to New York, but if you want to buy a seat now, it will cost you over $9,000, so I'd recommend you book well in advance if you want to take a long-haul flight from this airport. Welcome to Hong Kong Airport. Hong Kong International Airport first opened to passengers in July 1998. We're among the world's busiest passenger airports and, in 2015, over 68 million passengers came through our doors. Now we have two runways which are each 3,800 metres long. Over 100 airlines use our airport and, at our busiest times, around 68 airplanes are landing and taking off every hour. This airport also has 256 shops in the terminal buildings and approximately 73,000 staff work here in total. This aeroplane has just landed. It is a Boeing 747 and it's massive. It weighs nearly 970,000 pounds. The plane usually flies at an altitude of 11,000 metres and at a speed of 893 kilometres per hour. The engineers working on the ground are wearing ear protectors because the jet engines are very loud. During takeoff, the sound can measure up to 150 decibels. In a few hours, this plane will fly to New York, but if you want to buy a seat now, it will cost you over $9,000, so I'd recommend you book well in advance if you want to take a long-haul flight from this airport.